should the day after the Super Bowl be a national holiday? I feel like it is an argument or a debate that we have every single year where we think, ugh, should have taken the day off.
I wish
we just had the day off. Even if you're not watching, if you're not into sports, you're watching the game because commercials.
Yeah.
Your friends, family,
you know,
teams having a party.
Everyone's watching it. Right.
Everybody's watching. You're going somewhere. You're doing something fun. You're staying up late. Halftime show. And then everybody goes to work or school the next day and they're tired. They're not productive.
Not everybody. A lot of people call out of work sick that day. It's one of the biggest of the year.
It's true. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Never done that. Thought about it.
I had a friend. He called out. When we were in high school, we're in high school, summer job. He worked at a call center for Sears, and he called, and he did not care.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was scheduled for Super Bowl Sunday, and he's a huge sports fan. He's like, oh, my gosh. He worked for like 3 weeks. He called, and he's like, yeah, I can't come in. And I swear he said this.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, what's wrong? He said, I have Super Bowl-itis. And then he got fired.
But anyway, talking about the next day or the day
up? He quit. He just quit because he had to work the Super Bowl. I mean, some people take it so seriously. Like, he was like, I'd rather not have a job than work Super Bowl Sunday. And then, of course, he wouldn't even go in on Monday.
Right.
Well, yeah, the day after. I've actually took a vacation day one time. But then we missed the banter and all the bets after that.
That was irresponsible of you that year.
That was.
It was a vacation.
It was.
Anyways, the other thing I don't like about it is during the actual game, it kind of ruins it. Because in the back of my mind, the entire time I'm thinking, I got to work tomorrow.
I'm going to be so tired.
I got to work tomorrow. So it ruins it.
And then with our show, we always have a Super Bowl bet.
Mm-hmm.
And so also you're watching the game. You're like, okay, I'm going to have to shave my head. I'm going to have to get a tattoo. I'm gonna have to-
So you can't enjoy it.
Or
you can't enjoy it.
How about if they put the Super Bowl on a Saturday?
Would love it.
Yeah.
I would love it. Or if they put it on, they keep it on Sunday, and then they make the day after a national holiday.
That would be the best.
Then
it would
we're
be
just
awesome.
Not working, and then we can recap it all, and everybody can talk about it all on Tuesday.
Just start the season early so that the Super Bowl is the day before MLK Day.
There
great
you go. Idea.
Ooh, right.
Great idea.
Is it the same time?
Then you don't have to. Well, I mean, it's usually like the third Monday or something like that, or somewhere around there in January.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
so the Super Bowl is usually 2, maybe 3 weeks after. So if you start the season 2 or 3 weeks early, then the Super Bowl can fall the Sunday before MLK so that we're not adding another holiday. And then we just celebrate then.
But then also your company has to get it, you know, let you be off because President's Day, we're not off for President's Day.
Mm-mm. We're not off for MLK, President's
though.
Day, but we weren't for a long time.
Yeah. Right. I think it's 50-50 with company.
Yeah. But the, you know,
this
federal
might entice
workers,
more companies to do that.
And plus, like, every stat shows the U.S. economy or the companies lose, like, billions of dollars in productivity on that day.
Just because everybody's tired or hungover or showing up late or just not doing their work.
But does that then, are they looking at it as, we'll just even lose more product, you know, if nobody shows
up? I don't know. Let's go to AML Jose. Jose, what do you think?
No, it shouldn't be a national holiday. And I got a better question for you. Jared, you think the day after the Daytona 500 should be a national holiday?
Oh, my gosh.
No.
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 If anything, they should make you work a double.
Even if it's not possible, you just have to. You have to add a day.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit of the difference there, too. The 500's over early in the afternoon.
It's like over at 4 o'clock or something like that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The race starts at like noon.
And look, people love NASCAR, but they start the season with their Super Bowl. Does that make any sense? The Daytona 500's their biggest race.
Oh, it is?
They're like, hey. Yeah. That's like the NFL saying, all right, we think these two teams, that's not how it works, but we're going to have our biggest game at the beginning of the year. It makes zero sense.
Yeah, and if it's earlier in the day, that's entirely different because the Super Bowl is late. It's pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes so long. And if you have people over, like a party.
Oh, yeah.
By the time everybody leaves, you're up late.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Jason, I don't know if you were here. We had mentioned possibly we're going to maybe figure a way for us to watch the first half as a show somewhere.
Oh, okay.
We're going to try, maybe. We'll see. If we plan.
Who can do it,
early enough, we should hopefully
be on board, which,
normally I'm like, the hell, hanging out with you guys.
You hang out with.
I know.
You miss me that much?
Yeah. No, that's not what I said.
Kinda. That's what I heard.
It's for the show.
And my son, you know, he's a Chiefs fan, and so the first two, you know, they go every year now. And so the first year, I was like, all right, we have a Super Bowl party. And I said, well, if they make it next year, they'll go again. And then they made it again this year. He's like, no party. And then yesterday, he's like, can I just have some friends over? And I go, yeah, sure, that's fine. And he enlisted like 10 friends. I'm like, well, it's a party.
Then that's a party.
So maybe we're having a Super Bowl party, like a mini one.
Oh, so then maybe you can't hang.
No, we can hang. Well, if y'all came to my house.
Oh.
Yeah, no. I mean, it has to be at my house, I guess, is the only choice.
Oh.
Because I do have people coming over.
Got
and
it.
They're under.
You got to remember, Katie, they're at Jared's house. It's dry. There's no wine allowed.
Yeah.
That's going to be a problem.
And Katie, Mrs. Team Builder, you get Jason Kraft for not showing up for team building activities. We went through a whole list of things he's just
But this is a Super Bowl. It's fun.
Yeah.
It was your idea.
It was, but I forgot. There's no drinking at your house.
Oh, my gosh. You can't not drink for an hour and a half?
Not during really. The Super Bowl?
All right. Well, forget it. We're not doing it.
It's like,
all right. How about this? How about you have a Mormon section and a regular people section?
Like,
you
I'll drink in the driveway.
You can drink and you can leave at halftime.
Sneak out of your trunk.
Drinking at halftime is not an option for me.
You can drink in the cul-de-sac.
No.
I live on the cul-de-sac.
What about, Jared, if you just designate certain parts of the house as drinking? About the garage?
No.
Okay, why? Then it can't happen. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like one thing if we were just hanging out on a Tuesday for no reason.
When we played golf together, no one drank.
I know, but that's not the Super Bowl.
That's not true.
Or not. They drink a lot. I didn't drink. I mean, I don't drink.
We had beers.
I had a beer.
Yeah, we had beers.
But you don't have to get drunk every thing we do.
It's the Super Bowl. It's very popular.
Yes. The funniest parts are the beer commercials.
All right. Well, who else? You're going to host a party then?
Sure.
Okay.
You going to come?
Can I bring Eli and his friends?
That's 10 of them.
Well, I have to tell him.
Here's 10 kids.
I'd have to say we're going there for the first half, and then we're traveling back. And so I'll have to figure that out.
I mean, I might be able to host it.
Okay.
I might, but I usually go all out if I do.
We'll do it.
Well.
But I don't know if I want to go all out. I'll be tired the next day, but I might.
Okay. He can help you. You don't have to be going.
Are you would you come, though?
I would.
You would come?
If we're all hanging. Yes, if we're all hanging. Now, I'm not staying the whole. I would leave
for the first half.
Yeah, I would leave at after the.
You could bring the kids, but not all of them.
Are you sure? No, I'll just tell Eli. I was like, hey, invite your top three friends.
Yeah, that's fine.
And not their parents and stuff, just the friends.
Just Matt, the friends.
I mean, it's the one weekend for four straight weekends. I'm not working. I don't really want to leave the house. If I'm being honest.
I'll say this. When Matt was new, he would have been there.
Matt.
Probably. Now
that would have been setting up if it's new.
He'd have paid to be there.
Yeah, Jason would have paid me to set up if I was there. Yeah. That's true.
Matt, come on.
Hannah and Wyatt.
I'm going to be gone from my house for every Friday and Saturday for four straight weeks except for that weekend.
So this is not Saturday or Friday. It's Sunday.
I know. It's the fourth weekend in a row that I wouldn't be home.
You're going to miss out on all the fun content the next day.
Uh-huh.
Like, Matt,
you could bring Hannah.
I miss out on all the fun content being in a different room for you guys during the show anyway.
Yeah. Bring Hannah.
You can bring Hannah.
Come on, Matt. Mm-hmm. Just pretend you're new and you're not in management now.
Ugh.
Partially.
Hannah can come with her shoes and she could throw them all over my head.
She's going to be there.
Everybody could trip.
Come for the first quarter.
I'll get her to bring a bag.
Quarter.
Come for the first quarter.
I'll think about it.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to commit to doing something for my whole family when I don't know what they have planned.
I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I just changed all my plans. We had people coming over.
And by the way, if my family doesn't want to come, fine.
Yeah.
You know,
so
they will.
No. It'll be me, Ava, Eli, my kids, Ezra, maybe, and then Anna will be there, and then Eli has to pick his top three friends. Because he looked like 10. I'm like, sorry, bro, it's got to be three.
Yeah, three.
It went from no party to like 10 friends.
Just give the friends' parents Jason's address and I'm drop them off there.
Yeah, this one. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All 10. All 10.
They used to be moving every 2 years anyway. Yeah.
All 10.
They never know.
So it's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. I know you don't do this, but let us know what we can bring and help.
Because it's not on you.
Oh, I'll figure it out. Let me process this today.
Or if we need to Venmo you some money.
Are we getting strippers? I don't know.
Okay.
It depends on how big you want to go.
There will be 13-year-olds there.
Jared's asking to bring his kid and his friends.
Maybe
Jason wants boobs.
Hooters waitresses. I don't know.
Oh, my God. You can make your espresso martinis for everyone.
It'll be your first.
Oh, my God.
Has an erection.
So will there be a gay room, too, for that? So I just know.
Oh, really? You're not going to be a part of it? You're not going to be a part of it? Kidding.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Oh, really, Jared?
Jeez.
Wow. It's actually a relief. I don't have to have it at my house.
Well, I haven't confirmed 100%. I'll find out by...
You don't have to get permission from anyone.
6 o'clock. That's right. I just want to make sure all the timing works out and what I got.
But we want to help, though. I know you're big on not, which is... You've been very... You do throw really nice
I'm leaning 99% sure that we're going to have one.
Okay.
Let's go!
Excellent.
Yeah.